The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Christina, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, Gil. How are you?
I'm just fine. I'm looking at this. HouseLogic looked over trends over time, see what types of projects are long-term value winners. I have that right?
Yes, yes. We looked at historic data from Remodeling Magazine's Cost versus Value Report, which provides cost and return on investment for about 30 home improvement projects every year based on survey data gathered by realtors. And by the way, you can read about these projects at costversusvalue.com.
So what did the consistent performers have in common?
Well, the projects that had a high ROI year after year were generally low maintenance projects, good quality materials, but not necessarily the highest quality materials, energy efficient, and not too costly.
All right. So what's the primo project for return on investment?
Year in and year out, the project with the healthiest return on investment is a new front door. Specifically, it's a steel replacement door, which averaged a 98% return on investment in our historic look at the cost versus value report. And it's also the lowest cost project on the report with a national average cost of about $1,200.
Okay. And it makes sense, of course. New door really changes the look of your house, and that, of course, affects value. It's part of the curb appeal.
Yes. Plus, old doors can be big energy wasters, which cost you money long term. And I speak from experience on that, Gil. Our old front door was misaligned and had gaps, and the new one made a huge difference.
Great. So what's the next great value project here?
Siding. I think it arguably has the biggest impact on your curb appeal. I mean, think about it. Clean, well-cared-for siding is a huge factor in the perception of a home being well-tended, and, of course, that affects value positively. And of the top 10 long-term ROI averages from the cost versus value report, three of them are siding replacement projects.
Now, which type of siding has the highest return on investment?
It's called fiber cement, and it has the second best return in our historical look at the data. But vinyl is right up there, too, and, of course, vinyl is more affordable.
Can you briefly tell us the difference between those two types of siding?
Oh, sure. Fiber cement siding is made from a liquid cement mixture, and the thing is it can be molded to look like painted wood, stucco, or masonry. It's termite-proof, fire-resistant, it doesn't rot. But it's heavy, and installation requires some specialty tools and techniques which add to the cost. And vinyl siding, like I mentioned, is also a top performer. It's durable, it's easy to install, it's low maintenance. So it meets our criteria for historic return on investment.
All right, great. So what's another time-tested improvement project?
A minor kitchen remodel. And note that I said minor, which the cost versus value report defines as things like refacing the cabinets, adding new cabinet poles, replacing countertops and floors. And in and out of the recession, a minor kitchen remodel beat out a higher-end kitchen remodel every single year. It's a much more modest financial commitment than a major kitchen remodel because, think about it, a minor kitchen remodel averages just under $20,000 according to the report, while a major remodel on average nationally could come in at nearly $57,000.
Let's go through some things that maybe didn't do so well. What project has not done as well historically?
Well, you might want to bag the idea of turning a spare room into a home office. The return on this project has been declining for quite a few years.
Interesting. Yeah, because you can pick up that laptop or
exactly.
iPad or whatever. Yeah, just move it around the house wherever you want to go. Anything jump up big in ranking recently?
Backup generators. They had really low returns and then took a nearly 15-point jump once Hurricane Sandy hit. So definitely something people are looking into more. And by the way, we'll have more top-performing historic projects like garage door replacements at houselogic.com/radio.
Okay, that's great. And you, of course, can follow House Logic on Facebook, facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, as always, thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.